Today's shir is Masechta Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the third line. We have been discussing that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh five times on Yom Kippur and did 10 Kiddush Shadayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur. The Gemara in today's shir, Mitzvah Shem, focuses on that din. And by focusing on that din, the Gemara will have to describe in great detail exactly what the Kohen Gadol did when on Yom Kippur, in order that he should be able to understand when those tefillos going to the mikveh took place, when the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim took place. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the Bryce says teaches us that the parsha of the Avodah Yom Kippur, the Torah Kedusha says, of Aaron El Ol HaMoed, Aaron shall come to the Ol HaMoed, he should remove the big day abod, which are the big day lavan, the made out of linen. So of course, the pasuk, when we learn the pasuk, simple pasuk pshat, doesn't really make sense. Because it doesn't make sense that he should be going to the oil mayid, he should be going to the Beis HaMikdash in order to take off and leave in the Beis HaMikdash his clothing. It doesn't make sense, as the Ramban explains, that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tell him, that he should be leaving the begadim that he wore in the Beis HaMikdash. Must be a different point of this pasuk, says the Gemara, Lama Hu Ba, but rather, how do we understand why does he come? Ein Ba, he doesn't come to the Ol HaMoed, Ela L'Hotzi. As we speak about, and the Gemara will mention it explicitly in today's shir, as we speak about the schedule of the day that the Kohen Gadol experienced, tells us the Gemara that he put on the big day lavan to go into the base, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to take out the kaf and the machta, the spoon and the pan, which in which he had the Torahs that he had brought in earlier, to take out the spoon and the pan that he had left there earlier. So the Chizkuni asks, why does he have to go in for that purpose? He could have left it there until next year, and then when he comes next year on Yom Kippur, he'll take out last year's kaf of machta. And the question particularly is that we want to have the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh Kedoshim as infrequently as possible. So if we can leave it there till next year, and when he comes back next year, wouldn't that be best? So the Chizkuni answers that it's inappropriate to leave a kaf machta in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh Kedoshim for a whole year. The Padish Yosef brings a question that the Ababinel asked. He asked, why did he have to leave the calf inside, the spoon inside, until after the end of the day? We understand, he says, he quotes from the Ababinel, why he needed to leave the machta, the pan with the incense in the Beis HaMikdash, because he had to leave it there until the Ketores burnt out, until the room in which he put the Ketores was completely consumed with the fire. But the question that he asks is that the calf was just brought in order to carry the Ketores in it. So if the calf was just brought only to carry the Ketores in it, leave it there until the machta leave and the calf take out. So the Paradis Yosef answers, going back to something that we've learned many times. In the world that they lived, they were extremely concerned about the tzedakim, who, as we have described, had a very different attitude than us. And they held that the burning of the ketores, the preparation of the ketores, was not done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We, however, held, and much of what we've learned in this Masechta is around that dispute, that the preparation of the Ketores was done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So to represent and remember that we hold that the total preparation was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kaf was left in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, signaling that everyone should remember that that's where the Kaf belongs, that's where the spoon on which it was prepared belongs. Says the Gemara, Parsha Kula, when we learn the entire Parsha of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, everything is mentioned Al HaSeida. Amr Al HaSeida. It's mentioned perfectly in order, what happened first and what happened last. Chutz miPasuk Zo. Except from this Pasuk, that this Pasuk is mentioned earlier. The Pasuk says that Uvo Aaron, the Pasuk that we just discussed about Aaron coming in to take out the Kaf HaMachta, is mentioned. And then the Pasuk says, V'lovash es begodav v'yotzav v'osso es aloso v'oil es am. The bringing of his isle, the isle of the Tzibur, which was done in the big day Azov. Now that was done before the Yitzos Kaf Amachta. And the Torah should have therefore mentioned that before it mentioned the Yitzos Kaf Amachta. And this, our Gemara teaches us, is no the Tzos Machta, that Tzos Machta took place afterwards. So of course, the Ramban asked the question that why does the Torah put, if the Torah is being so careful to follow the order that happened on that day, why over here did the Torah not do so? So he says that since the Torah, he says the style, so the Ramban explains that the style of the Torah is once it begins to discuss a subject, it finishes discussing that subject, and then it goes on to another subject. So the Torah goes into discussing the halachas of the Big Day Lovin, even though between the avodah of Hitzos Kaf Machta and the avodah of the avodah of going into the Beis Hamikdash was the Eloi ve'Elaam, as the Gemara just said. But since the first avoid of the day, let's just review as we learned and will learn. The first avoid of the day was the Karmen Tamid and everything else that we learned previously that was done on the big days off. Then the Kohen Gadol went in to do the avoid inside, put on the big day Lovin and did many of the avoid Sayyim. Then he changed and put on the big days off to do Eloi ve'Elaam. Then he went in to do the Tzos Kafa Machta in Big Day Lovin, and then he went in to do, then he went back into the Big Day, put on the Big Days off to do the Avodah that he do Beit HaBayim, the Korban Tamid, etc. Mincha, etc. Minchas Chavitim, etc. So what the Torah is teaching us is, says the Ramban, that it first wants to speak about the second Avodah of the day, which was all the Avodahs that were done inside, and the fourth of in Big Day Lovin, and the fourth Avodah, which was also done in Big Day Lovin, even though they did not come one after the other, rather, there was the Eloi and the Eloam in between. The Gra gives a different explanation why the Torah, specifically here, went out of the order. The Gra says that although all Kohanim Gedolim may only enter the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, no other time during the year were they allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aaron HaKohen was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted, but there was one condition, that whenever he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to do the Avodah like he did on Yom Kippur. So says the Gra, that if Aaron would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim during the year, he would only go into the Big Day Lovin one time, and he would have to do all the avodah of the Ketores. But this halacha that you go in separately to take out the Kaf HaMachta, even though, as the Gra said, that the Kohen Gadol, when he goes in, the Aaron, when he goes in during the year, has to follow the order of the avodah of Yom Kippur, that much he doesn't have to do. He doesn't have to go in separately to take out that Tzos Kaf HaMachta. To show that, the Torah, it speaks about all the avodahs of Yom Kippur, but this one avodah, the Torah took out of order for that purpose. I saw another pshat, and that is that when it comes to doing things for other people, or doing things for a Rebbe or for anyone, so everybody's anxious to do something. But removing, cleaning things is not something that people typically consider as an avoida. Teaches us the Chashukei Chemed that our Gemara is teaching us that not only bringing in the Kafa Machta is considered an avoida, that you go in to the Beis HaMikdash, but even taking out the Kafa Machta, even cleaning things, is considered a very special avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's mentioned separately to teach us this halacha. My Tama. So the Gemara asks, again, if we follow the order of the Pesukim clearly indicate that the Kohen Gadol went in for the Kafa Machta right after he was there already. Not that he went in later, after he did the Eloi Ve'Eloi Am. Says the Gemara, what pushes you to take and say that the Pesukim are out of order? My Tama, says the Gemara, Amar of Chizda, because Gemiri, and now what we learned becomes all together. We have a halacha Moshe Sinai that Chomish Tefillos Vasar Kedushin Toivel Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bei Beyoyim. The Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh 5 times and did Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim 10 times on Yom Kippur. Vika Sidron, and if we're going to follow the order of the Pesukim, Lemishkachslu, then it's going to turn out that he went to the mikveh only 3 times. Vishish Kedushin, and every time he goes to the mikveh, he has to have Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim twice, as we'll discuss more later in the shir. And therefore, it won't work. And since the Torah was specific that he should go do it, the Halacha Moshe Sinai is specific that he should go to the mikveh 5 times and have 10 Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim, the only way that that will be achieved, the only way that that will be achieved is by having this pasuk not follow the exact order in the Torah, but rather have it follow Eloi Ve'Eloi Am. So says the Gemara. The Torah says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara delves more into the halachas of going to the mikveh 5 times and Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim 10 times. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Menayin l'chamish tefilas asar kedushim, shetoyv l'kayin gadol mekadosh bei biyoyim. Tamar loymer, the pasuk says, Va aron al moyed, ufashas bigdei abad, v'rochetz es besar b'mayim, b'mokim kadosh, v'lovesh es begodov, v'yotza v'asa. Halamaratah, what we see from this pasuk is shekol mashana ma'avoda la'avoda. If somebody who changes from going from avodas pnim and takes off the avoda inside the Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKadosh Kadoshim, takes off the big day lovin and puts on the big day zav ta'an tefila, he has to have tefila. Omer, and I saw the Tosfos Shishanim asks, why does he have to have both tefillah and Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim? If he goes completely into the mikveh, shouldn't that be more than just Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim? We learned in our previous year that when somebody goes to the mikveh, he completely must immerse himself in the mikveh. So I saw that the mikveh involves a total immersion. But a mikveh, the water of the mikveh is regular water. The water that was used in the Kiev Akanoi that was used for the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim was water that became Kadosh, because the Kiev is a Kli Sharis. As we've learned many times, anything that's placed into a Kli Sharis becomes Kadosh. And therefore, they wanted the Kohen Gadol to experience both times, both types of connection to water. One was with the Tefillah, and one was with Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But now the Gemara brings the Raisa brings a different opinion. Amar Rebbe, Menayin L'chomish Tefilas Vasar Kedushim, Shetoyv Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bei Biyoyim. Again, the same halacha. Shenemar, the pasuk says, K'sonis Bad Kodesh Yilbash, U'michnes Se Bad Yiel B'soroi, U'ba'avne Bad Yachkor, U'mitznefes Bad Yitznoif, Bigdei Kodeshim, V'rochetz B'sor B'mayim U'leveisha. Here the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol wears the big day lovin when he goes to do the avoid in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the Torah says he takes them off to put on the big days off. Halamaratop, the Torah teaching us, Shekol Mishanim Avoid L'Avoida, as you're changing from the big day lovin to the big day zov, you have Ta'an Tefillah. Vaymer, and the Torah says, big day Kodeshim, The Torah adds these three words, Big Day Kodeshim. Why does the Torah add those words? To teach us, Kol HaGadim Kulon Zeh L'Zeh. Just like when the Kohen Gadol is putting on the Big Day Lovan, he has to go to the mikveh and have Kiddush Adai V'Glayim, so too vice versa. When he's putting on the Big Day Zov, he has to have Tefillah and Kiddush Adai V'Glayim. Ask the Gemara of Chomesh, I've heard the same. The Kohen Gadol does this 5 times. And as we said, we will mention this now. The first thing that he did every day was Tamat Shachar. He brought the Kohen Tamat Shachar with all the attending Avodas. That was done on Big Day Zov. Then he did the Avodas Hayom, the special Avodas that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. Those were done wearing the Big Day Lovin. Then he did Eloi ve'Ela Am. That was done, as we said earlier, in the Big Day Zov. Then he did Kafa Machta, removing the Kafa Machta from the Kodesh Kedoshim. That was done in the Big Day Lovin. Then he did the Tamas Shebein Abayim at the end of the day, which was done in the Big Day Zov. And that's why what we learned here is that the Kohen changed clothing 5 times during Yom Kippur. And every time he changed clothing, as the Gemara just taught us, he had to have a tefillah in the mikveh and Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim twice. Umanayin continues the Gemara, continues the Braisa actually. So called tefillah tzricha shnei kedushim, that every time you go to the mikveh, you also have to have Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim twice. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, Big Day Kodesh is Heim Vrocht B'mayim is B'saroi. And the pasuk then tells us again, Vrocht is B'sar B'mayim B'mokin Kodesh V'lovish B'godov. What is this pasuk coming to teach us? To teach us that you do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. And we learn it Pashat V'rochatz V'rochatz V'lovish. Since the Torah said the din of Rochatz between the taking off of the B'godim and the putting on of the begadim, the Torah teaches us that for the taking off, that's the opinion of the Rabbanon, we have to do a Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim, and Levavash, we have to do a Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim on behalf of putting on the new set of begadim. Rav Shimon Aimer, how do we know that the Kohen Gadol did 10 Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim? Says the Gemara, Kav Chaimer, v'ma v'mokim, if in the place where the Kohen comes to do the Avodah all year round, that means when he comes in to the Beis HaMikdash, not to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, she'ein ton tefillah, that he doesn't have a chiyuv tefillah with the Raisa, and this the Gemara says as a raya to the opinion that Rav Shimon Elazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because in the previous year we discussed the machlokes of Ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda, and Ben Zayma's opinion was that the chiyuv to go to the mikveh before doing an avoida is a chiyuv de Raisa. It was Rabbi Yehuda who said that the chiv is only a chiv de Rabbanon to serve as a reminder to examine, are you tamei and may not enter, or are you just, are you not? So here the Gemara is saying, when you go into the Kodesh or to the Azara, that there's no chiv tefillah with the Raisa. Still, ton Kiddush, there's an obligation to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Reglayim, but Mokim, so certainly, when the Kohen Gadol requires tefillah, the Torah says, as we just read, "V'rochitz es b'sar b'mayim ein adin ton kiddush," that you're certainly going to have kiddush yadayim reglayim. Ask the Gemara, "Imal halon, if we speak about all year round, Torah speaks about kiddush echad." So we're learning the halach of kiddush yadayim reglayim on Yom Kippur from the obligation to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim all year round. But ask the Gemara, all year round, when Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim must be performed, Kiddush Achad, you only have to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim once. So why don't we say here too, Afkan Kiddush Echad, it should be adequate to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim just once. Answers Rav Shimon, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, Tamloim with the Pasuk says, Uva Aaron Eloil Moyed, Ufoshad Es Big Day Abad Ashalovash. Now the Torah says, Ma tamaloimer ashalovash. Why does the Torah have to say? Of course, whatever clothing you have on, ashalovash, what clothing that you wore. Klum adam poishit elema ashalovash. Do you remove clothing that you not at least put on first? Ela lahakish pshita lelevisha. The Torah wants to connect these two halachas and to tell us ma levisha tant kiddush, as we just learned, certainly before you put on bigdei kiddush, you have to have kiddush adayim reglayim. So we learn from here af pshita when you take off bigdei kiddush tant kiddush. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, we spoke about Yehuda earlier in the Braisa. Menayin l'chomish tefilas v'sar kedushim shetoyvel kain gadol v'kadosh boi b'yoyim tamalayma uvo aron alayil moyed ufashas bigdei bad v'rochtas b'sar b'mayim b'mokin kodesh hagalamadata shekola m'shanam ha'avoyda la'avoyda ton tefila. But ask the Gemara, Ashkechon, this pasuk is speaking about when somebody's going from the avoidas pnim, the ktoiris that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the azos that were done inside the Beis HaMikdash, to the avoidas chutz, the Eloi ve'el tzibur. That's where that pasuk appears. That's where the Kohen Gadol is switching me bigdei lovin le bigdei zov. But ask the Gemara, me bigdei zov le bigdei lovin, where do we have a source to tell us that when somebody's switching from bigdei zov to bigdei lovin to that he has to do tefillah? Answers the Gemara, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel Kavachomer. We're going to learn through the Kavachomer. Ma Big Day Zov. If we speak about the Big Day Zov, Shein Nichnas Behem Lefnei Lefnim, that there's never a time in the year that we go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim wearing the Big Day Zov. Still, we're learning that when you put on the Big Day Zov, you have to do Kiddush, you have to do Tefillah. Certainly, Ton Tefillah. Certainly, when you're putting on the Big Day Lovin, which v'nichtas bem lefnai lefnim, which you wear going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, certainly before you put on those begodim, ain't a din shetan tefillah, that certainly you have to go to the mikveh. So the Ritva makes a point. He says, there's nothing inherently wrong with the Big Day Zav being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The only reason we don't wear the Big Day Zav in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is because, as we know, the Gemara says, "En kateger nasas aneger." Klai Yisrael made the egel hazov out of gold, and therefore it's inappropriate when the Kohen Gadol is going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to beg a Kodesh Baruch Hu for mechila and slicha for Klai Yisrael, they should be wearing the Big Day Zav. So does that mean that the Big Day Lovin are more important than Big Day Zav? So the Ritva says, absolutely. He says that the reason of Ein Kateger Nasas Aneger is such an important reason, such a powerful reason, that makes the Big Day Lovin more important than the Big Day Zov. The Yerushalmi says a different, from the Yerushalmi we have a different pshat. He says that the Big Day Lovin that the Kohen Gadol was supposed to wear on Yom Kippur was because it looks the way it's the way the Melochim do avoida in Shemayim, they wear Big Day Lovin. The pasuk on the nail says, "V'hinei ish echod lovish badim." Therefore, the Kohen Gadol, as he enters the Kodesh Kedoshim Yom Kippur, we want him to look like a malach, and therefore that makes the Big Day Lovin more important. Another pshat is that the Big Day Lovin are worn inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, because we want that that by the avoda that the Kohen Gadol performs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it should bring kapara, as we just mentioned, and Klal Yisrael should be considered like they're white, kishalig, that the veirus become like white. So again, that shows the importance of the Big Day, a Big Day Lovin. So therefore says the Gemara, as the pasuk says explicitly, when you're switching from the Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zav, you have to go to the mikvah. Certainly, when you're switching from the Big Day Zav to Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. But ask the Gemara, but we can ask a question on that. Ikla mifrach, ma la Big Day Zav, sheken kaparasa meruba. The Big Day Zav are worn all year round by the Kohen Gadol. And since they're worn all the year by the Kohen Gadol, so they affect kapara all year round. And since they affect kapara all year round, that's why they have a much stronger potency than the Big Day Lovin, which are only worn on Yom Kippur. And I saw, based on this Gemara, there was a question asked to the Chashukei Chemed, where somebody wants to donate Sidurim to a shul. And now he has a choice. What should he donate? Should he donate Sidurim that are used all year round? Or should he donate Machzorim that are only used on Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah? So he says that given that our Gemara just said that we wear the big day, that the big days of have a special significance because they're worn all year round, Kaparosin Meruba. So therefore he wants to suggest that that should be a reason that the Siddur, which is used all year round, which we daven with in Kodesh Baruch Hu, may have more of a chshivas than the Machzor, which we only daven in Yom Kippur. He wants to use the comparison of the Shaila to the Big Day Zov and the Big Day Lovin. And he quotes a tshuva from the Be'er Yitzchak. He says there was somebody who came late to shul on the day that they were davening Musaf. And the tzibur is already up to Musaf, and he didn't daven Shachris. And the question that was asked to the Be'er Yitzchak was, should he daven Musaf with the tzibur and afterwards daven Shachris b'yichidus, or should he daven Shachris first? So he says, if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, where on Shabbos the Shachris has seven brachas, and the Musaf has seven brachas, and here, at least, if you're going to daven Musaf with the Tzibur, you'll be able to daven the Musaf Tefillah with Tzibur. The Shachris, you missed already. So therefore, daven Musaf with the Tzibur, and then afterwards, daven Shachris. He says, but let's say this question would come up on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed, that in Shachris, we're davening a long Shemoneh Esrei, the Shemoneh Esrei, the 18, 19 brachas, and by Musaf, we're davening the seven brachas. It could be that Tefillah Shachris, even though you're davening it b'yechidus, will take precedence over the Musaf, which you'll be able to daven b'tzibur. And what's the reason? Because the Shachris is a Tefillah Meruba that we daven all the time, and it's the Tefillah that we beseech, with which we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a regular basis, that gives it more of a chashivas, more of a significance, even in the Musaf, which we would have the opportunity now maybe to daven tefillah, which we would now maybe have the ability to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Ella nafkalei, so how do we know, back to our question, how do we know that you have to go to the mikveh before you put on the big day lovin? With the Rebbe. We go back to what Rebbe taught us in Amud Aleph, where the Pasuk said, K'sonis bad kodesh yilbash, or mechnesei bad yil b'soroi, and that's how we see you put on, you go to the mikveh before you put on the big day lovin. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk of Rochus B'mayim B'sara, which we spoke about at the beginning of the parasha, teaches us the chiyuv of going to the mikveh every time you put on the big day lovin. And the pasuk of Rochus B'sara B'mayim, which we find at the end of the parasha, by putting on the big days of, teaches us the chiv of going to the mikveh every time you put on the big days of. Amar Rebbe. So the Gemara goes back to explaining the opinion of Rebbe that we had in Amar Aleph. Menayin l'chamish tefilos v'asar kedushim shetayim ha'koyin godl m'kadosh bo b'yoyim tamalaymer k'soynes bad kodesh yilbash. That was the statement of Rebbe, that whenever you switch from one type of begodim to another type of begodim, you have to have tefillah. Ashkechon, but ask the Gemara, that this pasuk teaches us when somebody goes to the mikveh, from when somebody was switching from avoidus chutz to avoidus pnim, the big day zov, the big day lovin. But ask the Gemara, the big day lovin, the big day zov, when he's switching into the big days of, how do we know? Tanit Beri Shmuel, says the Gemara, the way we learn it, Ma Kavachayma, Ma Big Day Love. Now the Gemara uses its Svara, just the opposite. Ma Big Day Love and Shein Kabaras Maruba, if the Big Day Love, which are not used that frequently, that loch is before you put them on, tune in tefillah, Big Day Zav, Shekaparas Maruba, as we just explained, you wear the Big Day Zav all year round, certainly suggest the Gemara, suggest the Braisa, ain't a din shatan tefillah, that you, before you put the big day zav on, you should need tefillah. But ask the Gemara, ikla mifrak, we could ask a question on this line of reasoning. Because mala big day lovin, the big day lovin, shekein nichtes ben lefnai lefnim. You're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim wearing the big day lovin. And therefore, of course, before you put on the big day lovin, you should have to have tefillah. Hana the tani, that's what the Brisa said. Vayim a big day Kodeshim, v'rochetz b'mayim's besara ulevesham. And as we mentioned on Amud Aleph, the words big day Kodeshim are superfluous. Why did the Torah come to teach us with those big day kodesh? That to teach us, just like the Kohen Gadol puts on, goes to the mikveh before he puts on big day lovin, so too before he puts on the big day zav, he must go to the mikveh. Says the Gemara, we mentioned earlier in the Braisa, the Chamesh Avoy the same. When we look at the day of Yom Kippur, it's separated into five types of avoidus, five different phases. Tam Tshashach, which was done on the big day Zav, Avoid the Sayom, which was done on the big day Lovin, Eilav Eil Am, which was done on the big day Zav, Kaf of Machta, which was done on the big day Lovin, and Tam Tshaben Abayim, which was done on the big day Zav. Says the Braisa, Umnayin Kshakol Tfilu, Tfilu, Tzorach Shnei Kedushim, that surrounding each time one, the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh, he had to have Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim twice, Tamaloyma, Upashat V'rochatz, V'rochatz Lovash, to teaching us for the taking off of the big dekuna, we have to have a Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim, and V'lovash, for putting on the new tie, for putting on now the different type of big day Kodesh, you have to go to the, you have to have Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim as well. Ask the Gemara, but this pasuk that Rebbe is using to teach us the halacha of Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim is betfilaksiv. It's called, the Torah uses the words that are used always when somebody goes to the mikveh. The pasuk says, V'rochatz is besorai. Rochatz besorai means that his entire body should be immersed in the mikveh. That's a pasuk that we use when we speak about going to the mikveh. We're besorai, as we discussed yesterday, the entire body is immersed in the mikveh. How do we use words which indicate a chiyuv tefillah to teach us the halacha of kiddush yadayim v'reglayim? Says the Gemara, im ena inyan l'tefillah. This is a very common form of learning, that when the Torah has psukim, has words which seem to be extra, we learn it im ena inyan l'davar zeh, tenei l'davar echer. Im ena inyan l'tefillah, if it's not here to teach us the halacha of tefillah, the nafgalei, which Rebbe already taught that chiyuv from the pasuk of Big Day Kodeshim, tenei inyan le kiddush, we use it to teach us the halacha of kiddush yadayim reglayim. Ask the Gemara, if the pasuk is not here to teach us the halacha of kiddush yadayim, it's here to teach us the din of kiddush yadayim reglayim and not the din of tefillah, v'lichta rechmana, why did Torah use words that represent words that are used when we're speaking about tefillah? Shouldn't it make more sense that the Torah should use words that speak about, that clearly indicate we're speaking b'loshin kiddush, that we're speaking about kiddush yadayim reglayim? Answers the Gemara, what the Torah wanted to teach us is ha kamashmalon, the tefillah ke kiddush. The din of tefillah is compared to the din of kiddush yadayim reglayim. Ma kiddush, just like when we speak about doing kiddush yadayim reglayim. The Torah says that the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim is done by Makom Kadosh. We used the water from the Kiyor, which is in the Azara, in order to perform the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. Af Kiddush, af Tefillah, so too, when the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh in Yom Kippur, he goes to a mikveh by Makom Kadosh. As we've learned earlier, the mikveh that the Kohen Gadol went was Al Garg Beis HaParva, on the roof of the Beis HaParva. And as we explained in our previous year, that the Garg Beis HaParva had the status of the Azara. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, whoever Rabbi Yehuda, that he learned from the Pasuk of Arochatz, that we have a chiyuv tefillah to go to the mikveh when you put on the big day lovin. And the second time the Torah says, rochatz, we learn from that pasuk that you, when you put on the big day zov, you have to go to the mikveh. So ask the Gemara, minat kiddush minale, from where will he learn the halacha of kiddush yadayim reglayim? Says the Gemara, nafkalei, he'll learn, as we learned on the tap of this Amid, with the Rav Elazar of Shimon. Just like Rav Elazar of Shimon learned it with a Kal V'Chomer, that he says that if the Kohen Gadol comes to do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, the halach is on Yom Kippur, that all year round, midoraisa, he doesn't have to do tefillah when he does the avoda, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, as we said at that point in the shir, it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Still, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim are required. So certainly, when the Kohen Gadol goes to do the avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where there's an obligation, clearly, to go to the mikveh, he certainly has to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And then Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon continued that the Torah was makish, pshita levisha and levisha to pshita, to teach us that just like by levisha, we have to do kiddush yadayim reglayim when we put on the new big day kodesh, the new set, the tzedek big day kodesh. So to pshita, when we take off the big day kodesh, we have to do kiddush yadayim reglayim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, had the Rebbe, this the Rebbe said, that we do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, one for the Peshitta, for taking off the clothing, and one for the Levisha, of putting on the Big Day Kodesh, Mafka mit the Rebbe. Obviously, Rebbe cannot agree with Rameyer, or Mafka mit the Rabbanan, and not follow the opinion of the Rabbanan. And the Gemara explains itself. Mafka mit the Rabbanan, it doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbanan. Dila Rabbanan, Amri, the Rabbanan say, that when do you do Kiddush, the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Kshulavish Mekadish, when he's wearing the clothing, he does Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim on the taking off the clothing, on behalf of taking off the clothing, Vuoimer, but Rebbe said that you do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, not when you're still wearing the pair of begodim that you're about to take off. He says, Kshupayshit, only after you took off the clothing do you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But the Rabbanan say that the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim you do by every step that you're going to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is while you're still wearing the old Big Day Kodesh. And he can't, on the other hand, says the Gemara, Mafkan Rabbeya, Rebbe's opinion isn't consistent with Rameyer's opinion, Hach Kiddush Basra, because the second time you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Kshulavish Mekadish, he says, Rebbe held you do it after you already put on that new set. Viu, and whereas Rameyer hold, Kshubay Poshit, when you're still undressed, you do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So the words that Rebbe talked about and used to teach us the process, the procedure of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, asked the Gemara, are not consistent with either opinion. Amar of Achba Yaakov. Rabbi Achba Yaakov says, Rebbe, Chachamim, and Rameyer say, Moedim Kiddushayini, everybody agrees when it comes to the second set, the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the first loivish, first put on the pair of begodim that you're going to wear now, and only after that, Vach Kach Mekadosh, and only after that you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. My Tam, what's the reason that the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is only done after you're already wearing the begodim that you want to wear? The Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'rochutz Aaron Avonim as Memenu as Yudayim as Raglayim, B'voim El Moed Yirchut Sumayim, or B'gishtam El Mizbeach. So the word B'gishtam means to say that Mishuhu, that he's already wearing the Big Day Kodesh, V'enem Chusa El Agisha. The only thing that he needs to do is Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then immediately go to the Mizbeach and do your Avoda. Yotzezeh, but if the halacha is going to be the halacha that you do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and then only get dressed, then he wouldn't be able to do Gisha. He wouldn't be able to go right away to the Avoda. Shemuchus Levisha, first getting dressed, the Gisha, and then going to the Mizbeach. So that's clearly an indication that you shouldn't do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before you put on the new set of begodim. You only do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim after you put on the new set of the begodim. Amalei Rav Acha Barei Derava. L'Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, Lord of Chizda Islay Rav Acha. Amalei Rav Acha Barei Derava L'Rav Ashi, Lord of Chizda Islay Rav Acha. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, told him that Rav Chizda cannot agree with Rav Acha B'Yakov. Rav Chizda, who said that according to Rebbe, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim were done between taking off the clothing and putting on the clothing, And in both of those times, the Kohen Gadol was not wearing any clothing. And he did Kiddush Adayim Reglayim because he just took off Big Day Kodesh. And that was done after he took them off. And then before he puts on the new set, he does again Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. So it turns out that Kohen Gadol wasn't wearing any clothing between the two Kiddush Adayim, when he did the two Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. He cannot hold like Rav Acha. V'lo Rav Acha, Rav Acha, who just said that we have to do Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. So Rav Acha said that we did the second Kiddush right after he put on the big day, the new set of clothing. And he said, Rebbe said you did it, Rav Chisda said you did it before. V'lo Rav Acha is like Rav Chisda. Rav Acha, who says that you have to do Kiddush Adayim Reglayim right away, after you put on the new Big Day Kodesh, so that you should be able to go do the Avodah, the Gisha, right away, cannot hold with Rav Chisda. Because Im Kain, if that's going to turn out, if they're both correct in understanding the opinion of Rebbe, Havalei Chamisa Kedushim, it's going to turn out that Rebbe is going to require three times Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. Once after he takes off the clothing that he's wearing, once before he puts on the new set of clothing, and then a third time to fulfill what the Torah just told us, the halacha of Gisha, a third time there would be Kiddush Adayim Reglayim after he put on the new set of clothing, which would turn out that he did Kiddush Adayim Reglayim three times every time he switched from one set of begadim to another set of begadim. But if that would be correct, it turns out that the Kohen Gadol did Kiddush Adayim Reglayim 15 times on Yom Kippur, 3 times 5. And we're learning that he did Kiddush Adayim Reglayim 10 times. So it must be that these two opinions cannot work together. We learned in the Mishnah that they brought him the Karban Tamid and Kartzoi. The Kohen Gadol did Karitza on the Behema that's going to be brought for the Talmud Shachar. And then the Gemara says, somebody else, Mirik. My Kartzoi. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition of the word Kartzoi? Amu Ula, Lishna de Ktolahu. It's another way of saying killing. Aram Nachma Yitzchak, my Kro. Where do we find that this is a word that's used for killing? Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Egla Yofa Mitzrayim, Karen Mitzofen Haba. The pasuk there discusses the Mitzrayim, and the pasuk says k'metargim, as the Yonasan ben Azil explains, Malka Yoahava Mitzrayim, the kingdom of Mitzrayim is a wonderful country. Amin Ketol Mitzvin Yasinlei, and murderous nations will come to destroy that country. And Rav Yosef is always the man, the Omer in Shas, who would give us the Targum, because Rav Yosef, as the Gemara explains, was blind, and therefore Dvarim Shebiksav Yatru Shor Lomrim Balpeh, so therefore he could not learn Torah Shebiksav, so he was the one that always learned Torah Shebiksav. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Mitzrim treated the axe as their god, and the Pasuk therefore compares the Mitzrim to a calf. So we see Kartzoi means to kill. Ask the Mar Kartzoi Bekama, how much of the neck is slit by the Kayan? Amu Ula Barav Shnayim. Most of the two Simonim, we know when somebody does Shchita, you have to cut the Karan of the Veshit. The Kayan Gadol, when he does the Shchita with the Karman Tamid on Yom Kippur, he cuts Rav Shnayim of those Simonim. Mekain, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Shnayim. What's done on Yom Kippur is Rav Shnayim. Vafer Shlokish Amar, Rav Shnayim. Vafer Shlokish Sover, that the way the Kohen Gadol did the Shechita of the Karban Tamid was by Shechting Rav Shnayim. Domer Shlokish. V'chi Macha Sheshninu. After we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Chulin, when the Mishnah discusses how Shechita should be performed on birds and animals, so the Mishnah says, Hashoychit Simen Echad Ba'oif. The Mishnah continues teaching us, the Mishnah teaches us that Rav of Shechting the Simen is enough. So ask the Gemara, why does the Mishnah over there repeat itself? Lama shaninu, the Rav Echad Ba'oif, Rav Shnayim Be'behema are good, are a valid Shechita. Haven't we learned that already from the beginning of the Mishnah? So answers Rav Shlakish, Lafisha Shaninu, Hevi Lo Yasatamid. We learned in our Mishnah that they brought the Karmat Tamid to the Kohen Gadol, and we learned Karzoi, Umerik Acha Shechita Al Yadoi, V'kibla Stam V'zarkoi, Yochel Umerik. We would think that if the second Kohen did not complete the slitting of the simonim, it would be possible. That's why we have to say that since the Kohen Gadol shechted the rive of the simonim, it's a valid shechita. But ask the Gemara, why would we think that Yochalai Merik Ye possible? That if you did not complete slitting the neck, it would be possible. If that's what's required, then we would have an issue. It can have avoid of Acher. It would turn out that another Kohen is doing part of the avoid of Yom Kippur. V'tanya, we've learned, kol avoid of Yom Kippurim, that everything that's performed on Yom Kippur, ain't sheres elabah, must be done by the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Hachikamer. This is what Rosh Lakish meant to say. Yochel yei posim adrabonin. We would say that if the Shechita was done in a way that we didn't completely slit the simonim, it should be posel b'drabonon. That's why the Mishnah repeats l'kach shenina roiv echad ba'oif roiv shnayim b'behema, that no, that the shechita is perfectly fine even b'drabonon. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that if the kohen shechs roiv of the simonim, we have a perfectly fine shechita even b'drabonon. So ask the Gemara, there's absolutely no issue with the shechita that's done with roiv simonim. So why lamali lamarik? Why do we have to bring another kohen to complete the shechita? Answers the Gemara: mitzvah lamarik. There's a mitzvah to do marika to complete the shechita, and the Rambam says that this is only to on Yom Kippur. The all year round, as we just quoted the Mishnah in Masechta Chulin, Shechita by shechting Roiv Simonim is perfectly fine. On Yom Kippur, there's a special din that the animal should be slaughtered. It should be slaughtered through Marika entirely by Marika. It should be that the neck should be completely cut. That's the Kaip of Shechita. But since the Kohen Gadol can't do everything, because as we learned before, he has to be able to catch the dam, and if he's going to be busy completing the Shechita of the neck of the animal, he won't be able to do the Kabbalah Sadam. So all year round, we have two Kohanim doing it. One Kohen doing the Shechita, and one doing the Kabbalah Sadam. Here, we have to have the Kohen Gadol doing everything. That's why the Marika is done that way.